Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. After a decade now of economic expansion, what is next? Continued growth? Another recession? These are the questions that our next guest says will be addressed soon at his school's upcoming annual forecast. Joey Von Nessen is with the Division of Research at the Moore School of Business at the University of South Carolina in Columbia, the host organization for their 2018 Economic Outlook Conference. And today, he's in our studio. Joey, welcome back.
Thank you, Mike. Always good to be here.
First of all, give us the dates and the place and the details.
Yes, it's coming up on Tuesday, December 4th, next week. It's hard to believe that we're already basically in December now, and we're going to be hosting it again this year at the USC Alumni Center. Kicks off at 11:30. We'll have a lunch hour for networking, hors d'oeuvres, and then we'll have a program that extends into the afternoon. And we're looking forward to a great conference. Got a lot to talk about this year.
How about a preview, a little sneak peek?
One real theme is what's next. We're 10 years into this current economic expansion. The economy is doing very well overall at the national and the state level, but we're seeing some changes in the market this year. And I think uncertainty is a good word. Another phrase to use is that we're in a more dynamic market environment than we have been. We see that with a more volatile stock market. We've seen more interest rate hikes, and that's led to changes in housing markets. We've seen some tapering off there. And we've also seen export activity that's been a bit down because of major changes in tariff and trade policy. So we're going to have experts talking about the national economy, about what to expect in South Carolina going forward on trade. And I'll be talking about the South Carolina outlook for 2019.
And I guess the tight labor market will be addressed.
Yes. So that is becoming an increasing problem for South Carolina and for the U.S. It's good news for workers, of course, because it gives them more opportunities to become employed. But from an employer perspective, it's beginning to become a bottleneck on growth because employers are seeing demand. They want to hire and they want to expand. But that's going to continue to affect us next year.
And I understand that you'll have a new topic this year. Opportunity zone is what I read.
Yes, this is a unique opportunity for South Carolina. The Opportunity Zone program, which is part of the tax cut package that was passed in 2017, this provides taxpayers with a way to use unrealized capital gains to invest into rural distressed communities across the country, and that includes South Carolina. So there are specific what they call opportunity zones that have been identified in South Carolina. And so we're going to be talking specifically about this program. This is going to be the first real discussion that South Carolina has had. Senator Tim Scott has been a big promoter of this program. He partially authored the legislation and has been traveling the country promoting it. And these are real dollars because we're talking about a federal tax incentive for these unrealized capital gains. One of the things that is so powerful about this is that in economic booms, when South Carolina is doing well, there's still, of course, rural areas of the state that lag the overall state average, that don't do as well as the Greenvilles and the Columbias and the Charlestons.
And some that get missed entirely.
Exactly. And so this provides a wonderful way for us to continue to help those areas grow and move forward in a way that we haven't been able to do before.
But we have had these efforts involving economic zones or enterprise zones that have been put forth before, and normally those are in hard economic times, not in booming times like we have now.
Yes, and I think one of the differences here is that we're talking about more dollars that have the potential to be invested locally because, again, we're talking about these unrealized capital gains at the federal level, not the state level. So this represents a bigger pot of money, effectively, that can be reinvested locally.
And South Carolina is in the process of putting together its own blueprint as an action plan, I guess, to put this in motion here?
Yes. So there are specific opportunity zones that have been identified, so throughout South Carolina. So the next step is really to help South Carolinians understand and investors understand how they can take advantage of these incentives and what specifically they need to do. So one of the goals of the conference is to provide expertise on how to take that next step and what investors need to be looking for, what South Carolinians can be doing to move towards next steps.
Well, Joey, one more time, the details on the upcoming conference.
Tuesday, December 4th, so next week, and we start at lunchtime at 11:30. It's a program that will extend all afternoon. So we're really excited, and again, we're holding it at the USC Alumni Center this year.
Joey, thanks for stopping by our studio, as always.
Thank you, Mike. Always good to be with you.
Joey Von Nessen is with the Division of Research at the Moore School of Business at USC in Columbia, the host organization for the 2018 Economic Outlook Conference. We will have a link to his office as well as to the conference posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.